Welcome to Transformation with Martinet. Martinet Emmons is a transformational life coach who broke free from childhood abuse, sexual trauma, and overcame cancer to become a powerful force of healing and hope for others. Martinet describes traumatic events as fierce emotional tsunamis. They can leave impending doom and destructive tidal waves of emotions that hit you when you least expect it. Martinet helps her clients dive into the depths of their trauma and pain as she stands fiercely advocating for them to shine a light on those experiences and find the lesson in the pain. She serves as a beacon of hope that guides you to see the strength, lessons, and purpose that can be born from the pain. You can feel alive with purpose again when you awaken your dormant strength, step into your power with a sense of peace, and discover a new wave of hope with the right tools and support. Martinet and her guests are here shining their lights today through empowering stories of hardship and transformation to inspire you to find hope and to see that there is a beautiful blue ocean of serenity, happiness, and fulfillment in your future. Transformation with Martinet starts now.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Transformation with Martinet. This is where we conquer everything and compromise nothing. It's a beautiful Friday, and for me, it's snowy, and my guest and my producer don't want anything to do with it, but I think it's absolutely beautiful outside my window, and the colors outside my window are white and exactly like what I have on right now. It's really pretty, and it's all mindset, right? I'm going to enjoy this just where it's at. So anyway, welcome everyone. Fridays are beautiful and blessed. And for those of you who are not familiar with my show, it's all about overcoming and the resilience of the human spirit. And every guest that I invite on here has a story of transformation and beautiful awareness of what we as humans can do if we take the time to glean the blessings out of the lessons that come our way. Without further ado, I want to welcome my very special guest today. And if those of you that have seen the promotion on the site, you can see her with a lion, which is weird. It looks like it's not real, but it actually is. So without further ado, welcome Monique Pearson.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Martinet. Happy to be here.
Yay. I am so happy to have you. You have a really unique story. And I don't know, let's just dive in. What brought you into not only the awesome stuff you do with travel and all of that, but tell us a little bit about just being in the Army and all the amazing things that you did in there. It's like, whoa, mind blowing.
Well, I guess I knew at a young age, like 10 years old, and I never went anywhere, but I knew that I wanted to travel and see the world. So that was innate in me. So joining the Army right out of the high school was the initial gateway for me to do that. And I had quite an unusual field. My background is ammunition weapons. I was an ammunition specialist in the Army. So it's pretty much male dominated field, being the only woman, always having to prove yourself that you belong, that you can handle the job. So I definitely put it in sense of internal fortitude in me and helped me as I continued on along my journey, just starting that base. So that is how I started traveling, joining the Army. That opened up those doorways for me. My first time on a plane to go to basic training, my first time going overseas. And once I started, I just loved it and continued after that.
Wow. You know, when we were talking, even when we first initially met, you were talking about being in the midst of danger on a daily basis. Isn't that really scary? I think it's scary whether you're a man or a woman for that, you know, right?
I guess I really wasn't, because I felt like, I don't know how to describe it, prepared. Like the Army, the training prepares you to place yourself in war situations. I was deployed while I was in, but it wasn't really much action. That part that you're speaking to, after I got out of the military, I was a contractor doing the same thing I did for the Army, but I did it in Kuwait and I did it in Iraq for 2 years. So being working at an ammunition supply plant, of course, you're always being attacked because they're trying to take out all of your munitions. And going back to that point, it became a sense of numbness because being in danger became my norm. So I don't know, people who probably have that background can understand when you're constantly in danger and your body is used to operating, that becomes a norm for you, unfortunately. So, yeah.
Yeah, I guess it does. I'm actually, it's just bringing to mind one of my clients right now. You know, we all look at each other's life sometime and think, gosh, I don't know how he or she does that, right? And she is somebody who has been a caregiver her whole entire life, and it's not going to change anytime soon. Right. And I'm not really sure how, just on a daily basis, she goes through some of the things she does. But I also look at you and what you went to, because, you know, you're overseas as well. Like, there was Asian in Germany, right? Also,
In the Army, I went to Korea first. Like, I was less than a year. They sent me to Korea. Mm-hmm. I was there for a year. I went to Germany and lived there for 3 years. Uh-huh. And came back to the States. So, yeah.
Right.
After that, lived in Kuwait for a year working. In 2 years, I lived in Iraq. So, uh-huh. Yeah. And I think after that, what you're getting to is when I took the position in Milan, Italy. So I lived there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Ooh, Italy. Nice. That part sounds so exciting to me, but still just being in the midst of what you were doing, it just seems like, I guess maybe it's me living in a trauma-based childhood and going up that I can't imagine, like, I guess, choosing that. Because when I was in that kind of state, I didn't have a choice until I was old enough, I was 17 when I left home, to get out of that. So actually choosing to be in an environment like that, I totally honor you. I don't know how I would do that, I guess. That's just being honest.
I guess you don't know. That always comes to my point. I think we don't know what we can handle until we're in. I wouldn't have known that. I mean, I grew up upstate New York. We stayed in the same home. I never moved. Mm-hmm. So that was all, these were new experiences to me. And mm-hmm. able to adapt, so to speak, I would say. I don't know. Yeah. I can't really fully describe it, to be honest with you.
Yeah, and I guess that is true. We do adapt to anything. We have to. Our brains are protecting us from anything and everything going around us all the time. So we are going to figure out a way to do it.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So before we go a little bit further, how did the whole lion thing come about? Like, I looked at that picture and I was like, oh my God. It's so cool. And at the same time, I'm like, I don't think I could sit there with that beautiful creature. That is too close.
So we went, that was actually on one of my trips to Thailand, and they have like a tiger kingdom where you can pick like babies, a medium size, all the way up to that size, which is a full size lion, to have that experience. And of course, there's always a guide there. You have to stay in the near part. You can't cross in front of them. You have to apply pressure to the lower part of their body in order when you're in contact with them. So that is how that came. And yes, I was scared to death. I'm not going to lie, but I have always been the point that I don't want fear to hold me hostage. I make myself face my fears because I feel that we can't see what we're capable of until we give ourselves a chance to try it out. So that was that's definitely a perfect situation where I was like, I'm afraid, but I'm going to do this. So yeah. And I just like, that is just like a unique experience that's once in a lifetime. And I live for those type of experiences.
You know, I get that. I was actually, just doing a workout this morning, listening to Tony Robbins, and he was talking about how just different steps and everything that he takes to force himself into situations. And one of them is just the cold shower in the morning, which is absolutely unappealing to me, but just to absolute cold water because, and I've heard this by many actually entrepreneurs, but just saying that they do that because that's a way of telling their brain, I'm going to do it. And it doesn't matter. Like, it doesn't matter what's coming up. If I want something, I'm going to do it. And that's the way of training my brain to do it.
So I don't think I will do that every morning. I have done it.
Yeah.
Do that quick little jerk, but on a daily basis, don't know about that. But I can understand the baseline where he's getting at as to why he does that. But I just think sometimes we sell ourselves short on what we're capable of because one, I think it's fear, or we feel like we're not capable. But until you put yourself, as I say, outside your comfort zone, that's when you enter your growth zone. I truly
do. Oh, it's true. What is it? I think it's Lisa Nichols that says, comfort and like comfort and success, and you can use other words with it, don't live in the same street.
Yeah, that is true. I think I really found success when I was able to get out of my comfort zone and do stuff mm-hmm. that is not comfortable for me as much as
yeah.
But it just really, I think, introduces you to other layers of yourself and your capability, what you're capable of.
Oh, I agree. I was actually telling my husband last night, it's like, you know, not only was I afraid of the show here, just being here, because I know how many people are listening and I know the reach that Transformational Talk Radio has. I know that. And it was terrified me until I got mentored by our founder, Dr. Pat Basile. And she says, just pretend you're talking to a friend. So I really started doing that. And then I found myself just in other circumstances, trainings and speaking out and just putting myself out there. And now I don't really think about it. I just have fun with it. Whatever comes out, comes out. If I mess up, I mess up. And yeah. I did my best.
I think that's the art of people that we have to learn, that we're not supposed to be perfect. We're not mm-hmm. perfect, but I think we place that expectation on when we do stuff, platforms, public speaking, mm-hmm. that you have to be. I still get nervous and still get scared, but starting implementing what you said, like just pretend that I'm talking to one of my girlfriends and exactly. relax and relate and be myself. And that's what mm-hmm. people connect to with that. You seeing that you're genuine, you're not putting on a show and just yeah. be yourself. That's the best representative that you can put before the world.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
Perfection disconnects us, and just our vulnerable selves is what connects us.
And I believe that's what yeah. touches people, because they can identify with that.
Absolutely.
Hey, just like me, she's not perfect. She falls with this. She struggles yep. with it. And that's yep. where I believe breakthroughs come through. So, yeah.
And not to say I wouldn't be scared on a stage. I would be. But it's like the more steps you take to different things, it's like, okay, yeah. What I have is valuable. What I have to offer is valuable, just like her, him, you know?
Yeah, I think so, Harrison is the downfall. And I am definitely still learning that my story is my story. And that's because it may not have this or that too. It doesn't take away from the value. It's meant for whoever's mm-hmm. supposed to resonate with. So
Absolutely. So how... with everything that you've been through now, not only in your Army training, but just adventures and travel and all that, how do you describe yourself as a woman, as an entrepreneur, as a leader?
Ooh, I would say definitely a risk taker.
Yeah.
I believe that there is no garner without taking a risk. And that risk being that you must bet on you. If you can't bet on you and see yourself getting to an end goal task or accomplishment, how can you expect anyone else to invest in you? And it, I think, a long time to get there. I was comfortable with a steady paycheck every 2 weeks, and I never imagined being able to even be an entrepreneur. This probably came about as a result in the past 5 years. So I would say also to say, give yourself grace, give yourself permission to grow and stretch and evolve to that next person or who you may be. So I would definitely use those two words.
Yeah. So how would you, we have to take a break in a minute, but how would it be like 5 years ago to right now? What's like your biggest leap?
Oh my gosh. One, even being capable of thinking that I can start a business, start a charity, do public speaking. I'm an extrovert, introvert, more on the introvert side. My first social media live was 2 years ago. That is like fathoming all the things that I've been able to accomplish outside of my comfort zone and coming out of that box. That is just amazing to me that I can make an impact and help another woman versus those who are in my immediate circle. So I can definitely see that growth within the past 5 years doing that.
One of my coaches, I'm not sure if you do this, but I think it's a good tip for anybody, is to keep a list of things that you're proud of. Because on those days when you're afraid, like, oh crap, who am I to be doing this? Nobody wants to hear what I have to say, da da da. You can go over that list.
I like that idea. Yeah. I probably keep it here, but it's probably good to write it down too. And just
I think so.
I like that. I definitely would implement that.
Yeah, because I think all of us, no matter how many strides that have happened, how many successes we've had, that's a better way to put it. We still have those days that it's just like, you know what, I'm going back to work. Forget it. I'm done. And it's nice to pull that out.
Yeah, I like that. I like that idea. I'm going to write that down and definitely implement it.
Awesome. Yeah. Yeah. It's also good to keep handy some of your testimonials and things, maybe on your website, but just to keep, I have a couple cards that I've gotten from clients, handwritten cards. I keep those nearby as well. Those are also things to just kind of boost it up. So anybody else out there listening as well, that it's a good thing to keep around.
Definitely, you know, have someone who has worked with you, experienced mm-hmm. you, and can share of their. So yeah, definitely have that, those testimonials.
Yeah. So we're going to take a break, everyone, and we'll be back to talk about some traveling. She's got a good thing here. We'll see you back in a few minutes.
Are you on a healing journey? Working through trauma or limited beliefs caused by social conditioning? Are you searching for who you are? There are answers waiting for you. In Gressen Pfeiffer's book, Sharing My Light and Healing Journey, she shares her story of light and healing energy, providing wisdom and useful tools for you, the reader, on your own path. You can get your copy of the book, Sharing My Light and Healing Journey by Gressen Pfeiffer, available on Amazon.com. Are you ready to walk in your truth? Are you ready to carve a new path to purpose? To start living your life on your terms? If so, join the Life by Design community created by Esther Graham. To learn about transformational and life-changing retreats, programs, and coaching tailor-made for what you need now, it's time to start living the life you deserve. For more information, visit fddwomen.com. That's fddwomen.com.
Paige Park and Tulsi Rose Yoga are here to teach you how to create your own healing through connection. Connection to self, connection to community. Grief is a part of everyone's experience, but we can heal the emotions around it. Emotions of sadness, loneliness, despair. You don't have to go it alone. To learn more about these healing connections with Paige and her community, visit TulsiRoseYoga.com. That's TulsiRoseYoga.com.
Welcome back to everyone to Transformation with Martinet, where we conquer everything and compromise nothing. So before our break, we were talking about travel. One of the main things that Monique does is to take women on expeditions and puts together travel packages. And the name of her company is Soaring Without Limits Enterprises. How did that come about, Monique?
Well, I think as a lot of us in recent years, I actually decided to start this business on the onset of the pandemic. What really struck me during that time frame, having to be enclosed, actually, I just moved back from Italy. I was in an Airbnb trying to find a place to live. So I was stuck in one room for over 20 hours a day. So that gave me a lot of time to sit, think, reflect. And one thing that came to mind was that I was not living in my purpose. And it was no longer acceptable for me to continue to live like that. And I knew that that is a part of my purpose, is to introduce those who may not have seen parts of the world that they would probably never go to, and to help guide them to get them there. So the concept came, I was already doing it and acting in that capacity unofficially, like planning trips for family members and friends. So I was like, why not open this up to other women who I may not know, who may not have that conduit to be able to do that for them, and say and share my over 20 something plus years of travel experience with them. So that came about as the result of the pandemic, like 2019. The idea came to me, and then over 2020, just getting everything together, my LLC, coming up with a name. And then we officially launched in January of this year. Of course, the pandemic didn't help. But I started off with an online course, I Believe I Can Fly, which helps women who do not know anything about travel. We go from the ABCs of travel and pretty much get you started as what you need to do for budgeting purposes, accommodations, especially international, your documentation, your paperwork. So nothing just gives me any more joy to be able to share that high that I get seeing other experiences, especially people who've never been out of a country, to see that on their face for the first time. I just love how that feels.
Oh, I imagine that. Gosh, I know just thinking about some of the places like you've already been, like Milan, it excites me. Like, oh my gosh, I can't wait to see some of that beauty, like to actually see it, not just in pictures and stuff.
Right. Especially you read about this when I went to Rome in the Colosseum, because you read about this in history, and to be in a place that is a part of your history books, going to Egypt and seeing the pyramids and I was like, there's just no way to describe that feeling that overcomes you. Like, this is what I've always looked at in books and history books, and I'm here. Like, it's an indescribable feeling of joy.
I imagine. So I Believe I Can Fly. What can you take us through that a little bit? I think that would be very helpful for people.
Yes. So it's like a 5-week self-paced course. And basically I start out with is mental mind work. I think any action that we're able to undertake, it has to be seen here first. So I actually start off the course with vision work of helping you put yourself in the correct mindset in order to see yourself beyond where you're currently at. Some people have never even left their city. So we start the foundation there with that groundwork as to what you need to do to be able to get yourself mentally prepared to even travel and get on a plane. Then we go to far as budgeting, what you need to factor into your budget to be able to afford to go, how to make this affordable. I think that's another thing people use as a reason why they can't go. They don't believe that traveling out of the country is accessible to them financially. So I break down how you make that accessible to you by planning at least 6 months in advance, starting the savings account, making payments. There are so many ways and opportunities now that we can break that down, that you do not have to come out of your pocket with bulk loads, thousands of dollars at one time. You can pace yourself and make it a part of your budget and make it affordable. So we go over that. We go over as far as the documentation, what you need to do to get passports, visas, what vaccination, the State Department, the Smart Traveler Program, how you enroll for that. So you can look up these countries to see if there's any outrages, if there's any danger, if there's anything, places you need to be aware of. We go over the currency exchanges, what the and for that, and far as telling your bank if you're leaving out of the country to put a little travel alert on. What other things do we go through? Picking accommodations, picking people who are compatible to travel with. We have a compatibility checklist and assessment that we do, because I will say it, people can make or break your trip. That energy is also you can be in the most beautiful place in the world and be ready to go home because of who you're connected to. So we also go over that as well. We go over what type of travel you are, an assessment as far as a backpacker, a beach person, just to make sure that you know the basics as to what comes into travel so you can have the best travel experience.
That's really great. I have a couple friends, actually. They lived a good portion of their life in Kauai. And their daughter was very allergic to where we both lived at the time. And just like her asthma was so bad. And then they moved to Kauai. Yeah, she just changed. And now being an adult woman, she's 22. She is, she has no issues. And she's actually back in the state.
Yeah, I see that as a lot for kids. Once they become adults.
Yes. So luckily, you know, she's living in Washington. So, I mean, she's fine now. But I just remember they took the kids, two of them, all over the world. Yeah. And I was always, we never really went into details on how they did it. They were pretty frugal otherwise, even though living in Hawaii and, you know, all that, they still were. They didn't go out to eat all the time. They didn't do a lot of things, but when they did these elaborate, you know, cruises and trips all over the world. To me, they were, you know, normal people. They were able to do it. However, some of the trips that I envision, I can't imagine being able to save for in 6 months. Is that really possible?
To be able 6 months? Depends on what it is, I will say. Case in point, I'm doing a planning a trip now for the Maldives for 2024. So okay. For something like that, I would give like a year time frame, the one that are more cost a little bit more money. Depends on where the location is and how the cost of living and how affordable it is at that country. Like for Bali, I just came from there last week. That country was very affordable. I took 300 equivalent US dollars and that lasted me for the week.
Oh my goodness.
So that's why I say some places, depending where you go, is definitely doable to 6 months be able to go. So.
Wow. I heard Thailand was similar. Actually, the flight's high, but...
Yeah, it's super cheap. So that's why it's like, it depends. That's why I think a lot of people, because they're not familiar, make the assumption like that is out of reach for me. And that is a whole premise of I believe I can fly to let you know that, no, this is not out of reach for you. It's very much in reach. By case in point, flying back and forth from Italy to the States when I was there, on average, I paid $500 at most for that flight. And it was a direct flight from Milan to JFK, 6 hours. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I was like, I think a lot of people, because they don't know, make the assumption that they can't afford to go.
Oh yeah, I would have thought at least 1500.
No, it was $500. So I did it all the time while I was there for that 3 years. So yeah.
Oh, that's really interesting. Cause I know for my youngest daughter, she wanted to experience foreign exchange. We sent her to Denmark for a junior year of high school. Mm-hmm. And she's, until the pandemic happened, she's done quite a bit of trips. She's been to Denmark, and then she flew to see a friend in, oh God, where is it? Oh, I lost it. Okay. But she was also an au pair in Italy.
Right.
And that was right before the pandemic hit. So she was able to do, with our help, of course, a lot of these experiences. And I know it's doable. It just, I guess, even my thinking isn't that it's as easy as what you're saying. So this is.
Yeah. Well, that's what I said, especially if you work with someone who's done it and has it.
Yeah.
It makes it that much easier for you trying to do it by yourself. So.
Yeah. That's great. So you have the course, I Believe I Can Fly. And then, so if someone goes through that course, and then do you go and book somebody as well? Or do you do all the travel arrange? Can you?
So I offer that for people who want to get that foundation and who would rather do it themselves. And then the other aspect, which is what I do the most, is do all of it for you. Mm-hmm. You tell me what you want, what your ideal trip is, what it consists of, and I make it happen for you. So that is pretty much the major part of the business where I am the busiest, because a lot of people just don't like to do the planning.
Right.
They want to be in the small details. They just want to show up and enjoy themselves. So that's another aspect that we offer as well. And then some of them I actually host, like I'll go with the guests, which I did on this Bali trip as well. So, yeah, we have a couple of options as to how you would like to how to do that.
Yeah, I was actually going to ask that because I know you go with some people, but you also set up groups as well, right?
Right. So if you have a group, I also offer like retreats services, which are specific to women. The one for Bali, I had men and women, but a retreat in Santorini in 2024, a retreat for women in Thailand in 2024. So it's very varies. I can do personal groups, and then I also open it up to groups of all backgrounds and entities as well. And then any private personal trips that people want planned, as well as business entities.
Yeah, I think it would be cool actually to set up like a girls trip or something. But of course, you got to see if you're compatible with people, and that would be hard to do. And, you know, if you're setting it up, for example, like, oh, I hope you're setting up with someone I can stand.
Right. So that's how I was like, well, a lot of times I have people who come with their own groups.
Yes, of course.
That makes it a lot easier versus complete strangers together. But sometimes people don't have anyone to travel with. So I don't want that to be a blocker for them. And then there's a whole bunch of other apps as well now that even if you do travel by yourself, you can connect with other people in these countries. You can get their background. Background checks. So there's so many options that we have available to in this day and age. So I see no excuse for you to be able to not go where you want to go.
Oh, absolutely. Ah, fun. It gets me excited. Like, there's so many places I want to go. So that is cool. And I bet a lot of people out there that you're the same, right? It's like, what's the purpose of life if there is no adventure and seeing new things and trying new things? And I don't know, just exploration is life.
Yeah, I don't see anyone saying on their deathbed, I wish I worked one more hour of overtime.
Oh, gosh, yeah. No way.
Oh, I know a lot of people make life around their work. I definitely can't identify with that. We only get one chance on this. Mm-hmm. So I definitely want to make sure and would say that you live the best life that you can live and not die with regrets. One of my mentors says, leave this life empty. Pour out all you can into life. And I love that.
100%. Gosh, yes. We should talk about that a little bit more when we get back. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. We'll be back shortly.
Paige Park and Tulsi Rose Yoga are here to teach you how to create your own healing through connection. Connection to self. Connection to community. Grief is a part of everyone's experience, but we can heal the emotions around it. Emotions of sadness, loneliness, despair. You don't have to go it alone. To learn more about these healing connections with Paige and her community, visit TulsiRoseYoga.com. That's TulsiRoseYoga.com.
Are you on a healing journey? Working through trauma or limited beliefs caused by social conditioning? Are you searching for who you are? There are answers waiting for you. In Gressen Pfeiffer's book, Sharing My Light and Healing Journey, she shares her story of light and healing energy, providing wisdom and useful tools for you, the reader, on your own path. You can get your copy of the book, Sharing My Light and Healing Journey by Gressen Pfeiffer, available on Amazon.com. Are you ready to walk in your truth? Are you ready to carve a new path to purpose? To start living your life on your terms? If so, join the Life by Design community created by Esther Graham. To learn about transformational and life-changing retreats, programs, and coaching tailor-made for what you need now, it's time to start living the life you deserve. For more information, visit fddwomen.com. That's fddwomen.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to Transformation with Martinet. We have been talking about travel and just living our best lives. And on the break, Monique and I were talking about legacy and like living our lives so that for our children, for other people around us, to show that it's possible, just like it is, like sharing our stories gives other people permission to share theirs. And it's kind of the same with this. What is life without some kind of adventure? So Monique, what do you think of leaving a legacy of even like we talked briefly about, you know, you're watching your own funeral. What would people be saying about you? Not just how you treated people, but how you actually lived.
I would definitely say and would like for them to say that she was a woman who left life empty. She left everything she played full out, meaning lived a full life and did not leave here saying, I wish I could have, should have, would have, which unfortunately I think so many people do, or they put off things thinking that we have more time. And unfortunately, we have so many of us who do not. I have a couple of young cousins, unfortunately, whose lives were taken from them at a very young age. And I'm sure everyone else can relate to that. You may have lost someone so soon. They had so many dreams, aspirations, things they wanted to do. But we all assume that we have more time. And now is the time. Now is the time to live your best life, to take advantage of every minute that we have here, especially what we've had occur in our nation these past couple of years with all the deaths and pandemics, that we cannot take any minute for granted. So I would definitely would like those who look down on me, when did I leave this earth, that she made the most of what God gave her as far as life on this earth. She was also blessing to other people, because I believe we are blessed to be blessed, and we all have a gift. And I would hope that everyone operates in their gift, live in your purpose, and that's, I feel, is deeply connected to you living the most fullest life that you can live.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you know, things happen to us, so many obstacles, so many tragedies. I was just thinking, like you were talking about losing young people in your life. And I, like, my sister passed away at 39, and that's awfully young. And my brother was, he passed away as well in 2018, also young. But the difference, like with my sister, she didn't. She was so afraid a lot of her life. I did a lot of things, but very afraid. And my brother, you know, I'm thinking of, it was really cool. He had such wonderful friends. When he passed away, one of his friends makes metal sculptures. Mm-hmm. And he made a sculpture of him in his hiking gear, and he had his hands outstretched. And there's like a picture of him like that, where he was on a mountain and he was like in his glory.
Wow.
He did live his life.
Right.
It was cut short, but he did. So if you'd like to look at both of my siblings' lives, who lived, who didn't,
right.
You know, we got to take fear by the hold and go, you know, we got to do that. Where I know, like, I know because of the travel that you did in the Army and the pandemic making you think like, okay, I'm supposed to be living more. Was there like a really, I don't know, aha moment in any of those things that just said like, you know what? Hey, I need to do this. I need to show people this. Was there something there, like a moment?
I think during the pandemic, I just felt like if I were to leave here tomorrow, would I be fulfilled and be happy with the life that I have lived? And the answer at that time was no. I've done a lot, I've seen a lot, but I still feel like there's so much more that I need to do. But yeah. I think to go back to your point, that aha moment also came when I decided to take that position in Milan, Italy. Up until that point, all of my travels have been with other people. I was never doing it by myself. So when I moved to Italy for those 3 years, I was there by myself, and I had to go to countries for work like Bosnia, Bulgaria, Serbia. Mm-hmm. And I was afraid to, I'm not going to lie, to go there and all the what ifs of the unknown, not knowing the language, getting lost. So that goes back to when you said taking fear by the horns, that was a moment for me to like whether I'm going to step out on faith or am I going to allow fear to close an opportunity. So I think so many of us are in those crossroads where we have an opportunity, but because we've never done it before, we have nothing that we can recollect or relate to, we allow sometimes those opportunities to close because we can't relate to it and don't know if we're capable. So I definitely believe that sometimes if anything I would promote is to not sell yourself short, that you are more stronger than you ever thought you were. Give yourself a chance to walk through a door of opportunity and not let fear hold you back.
Yes. Have you in your experiences, with my coaching, it's usually, well, the women that I do coach and some men, it's usually past traumas that have kept them from doing things. What about you in for example, professional women that you work with? What is it that usually holds people back aside from money?
I will say money. It would be safety. And professional women, it is that they are the last person on their priority list. They have
to commit
to job, they have to commit to family, they have to commit to kids, and they don't give themselves permission to refill their cups and to pour into themselves because they're too busy pouring into everyone else's. So those will be the other top two objections in regards to money that stops professional women from venturing out and doing such things like this.
Right. Do you find as time is moving on, and like the pandemic in some ways, I mean, it's terrible and we still have it going on, yet it was a lot of learning for people, like really reflection time and thinking.
Yeah, that's I think it's a positive. Look how many businesses arose and how many people are now walking in a place of joy versus doing what they have to do because they have to. And some people came as a result of being terminated, that they unlocked their reason for being here on earth in an operating joy in starting businesses. So there is some good that came a result of that pandemic as well. And I think that's one area that we definitely saw a lot of good in.
Yeah, because I was thinking that even my husband, when he got it, it was more like a furlough for a month, but then he was back on and he just worked from home. But he took his health was more a priority because he had more time. He could finagle more, you know, things during the day to get it done instead of being at an office. And I would say that a lot of women probably that you work with, it's the same. We started developing more self-care habits, started pouring into our own cups a bit more. Did you notice that with people?
I definitely worked with. Well, we were remote. That's the thing. Mm-hmm. I've been remote for the most part for the past 2 years. Mm-hmm. So I think that gave people a lot of opportunity more so with their families and with their kids. But then you had the stressors of trying to do the at home schooling. So it brought other outside stressors as well, unfortunately. So it's a give and take sort of thing that from what I
So when you're coaching or encouraging coaching, working with setting up something for a woman that is, you know, afraid of taking from her family or, you know, in following her heart's desires, what do you say to her to move forward?
I have one client now who is going for her 60th birthday. This is her first time traveling by herself. She's like, Monique, I'm afraid. She's like, well, my God, grandkids have this. I'm going to miss this. And I was like, haven't you always supported them? Have there ever been a chance that you feel as if you were not there for your family? I was like, have you ever done anything for you? Let there be one time that you do something for you. And I was like, you're giving enough notice. It's over a year out. You're planning. You're letting your family know that this is something that's important to you. Just as much as you give to them, you need to be able to give back to yourself. We cannot pour into others from an empty vessel. So this is your opportunity to do something for you. And it's okay to give yourself permission to put you first, because we are always putting others ahead of ourselves. So pretty much he was like, oh, I'm ready. Let's go.
Yes. God, you know, my first solo trip was to New York to meet a coach of mine to do an intensive. Mm-hmm. And I was terrified. Once I got on the plane, let's go. Oh, it was like a joy that filled me. And I have just found even to this day, and that was quite a few years ago, even to this day, I always kind of have to prep, like make sure food is prepared and in the freezer and all this. And I remember a coach of mine saying, well, your kids are not babies anymore and your husband's a grown-ass man. Why are you doing this?
Because we feel as if I'm not there, everything is going to fall apart and everything will not. It'll still be there and running back home. So I think once you do it once and see like, oh, they survived, they lived. My house is still here. It's not burned down. Kids are still... I think it's important that you take that time for you at least once a year, minimum.
Yeah. House might be a little bit dirty, but it isn't going to be burnt to the ground. That is it.
Right. True. I didn't say how clean it would be, but I mean, at least it's still standing.
Yeah, exactly. And everybody is just fine. I think it's really kind of funny that we would think that the world can't revolve without us. You know, I mean, it most certainly can. And we deserve that. And I know that, you know, sometimes if your husband or partner, whatever, is not usually the one that gives the care, it might be a little harder for them. But at the same time, you deserve it.
Yes, you deserve the same way that they get one. That sounds like, absolutely. You'll come back a better mom, you'll come back a better spouse, you'll come back a better boss, just because you had that opportunity to unplug for just a little while.
Yeah. Absolutely. So what walks of life, what type of profession are people coming to you from? Like some that maybe are a little more advanced in their careers or some not, like super young, just getting started, you know.
My age bracket that I typically work with is in like the 35 to 45 market. I do have some who are, but mostly in that age gap. Like the client I just spoke about, she's turning 60. And then I've had a couple, but mostly like well-established women, for the most part. They still have families at home, or those who are now on the brink or close to retirement, raise their families, and they may not have afforded themselves the opportunity, but now they're looking back and saying, hey, I'm still young enough, I'm still well enough, I want to be out there. So I have now growing into that two women in their latter 50s and early 60s that I've been working with currently.
Very cool. Very cool. We need to take a break again, but I am curious if, do you recommend cruises?
That's why I said, I'm not a personal cruiser. So one thing I can't do, I will not advise on things that I don't do myself. So
right.
I'm not a cruiser. Yeah. So I don't really do cruises because I feel like that's being hypocritical if it's something that I can't do and it speak from experience and give you advice on. So yeah, I'm not a cruise fan. I like the liberty of being able to do my own thing personally.
I fully get that. And I've thought that many times, like I can't see all I want to see just to get off the ship for a while. And I can't do everything I want to do.
Yeah,
so I get that.
I love it. So I'm something that's not my specialty. So
right.
Them to someone who specializes in cruises, because that's not
well, we teach what we know, right?
Yeah, I think that's the best.
Awesome.
I'm actually going on one for Christmas, so I'm trying to revamp a bad memory of my first cruise and make a good one out of it. So this is going to actually be my only second cruise for Christmas that I'm going.
Well, you'll have to tell me about it, because my husband keeps pushing me and I'm like, I just don't know if I want to do that. So
yeah,
you'll have to tell me.
Cool.
So we're going to take a break, everyone, and we'll come back with our final thoughts and all that good stuff.
Are you ready to walk in your truth? Are you ready to carve a new path to purpose? To start living your life on your terms? If so, join the Life by Design community created by Esther Graham. To learn about transformational and life-changing retreats, programs, and coaching tailor-made for what you need now, it's time to start living the life you deserve. For more information, visit fddwomen.com. That's fddwomen.com.
Paige Park and Tulsi Rose Yoga are here to teach you how to create your own healing through connection. Connection to self. Connection to community. Grief is a part of everyone's experience, but we can heal the emotions around it. Emotions of sadness, loneliness, despair. You don't have to go it alone. To learn more about these healing connections with Paige and her community, visit TulsiRoseYoga.com. That's TulsiRoseYoga.com.
Are you on a healing journey, working through trauma or limited beliefs caused by social conditioning? Are you searching for who you are? There are answers waiting for you. In Gressen Pfeiffer's book, Sharing My Light and Healing Journey, she shares her story of light and healing energy, providing wisdom and useful tools for you, the reader, on your own path. You can get your copy of the book, Sharing My Light and Healing Journey by Gressen Pfeiffer, available on Amazon.com.
You've been looking, searching for your purpose. You desire change, but don't know what to do. There is an amazing teacher sitting right there, waiting for you to realize you can do this. You sense it is time. Take that first step. Your dog is ready to show you more. You are ready to listen and start to remember. Remember who you are. Visit www.dogsandmen.com to continue your journey.
Welcome back, everyone, to the place where we conquer everything, compromise nothing. And my guest today, we've been talking about travel and living our best lives and not letting anything, fear, circumstance, money, not let it stop you, because life is too short. So
I know you have thoughts for our audience, Monique, but what if someone, you just happen to be, I don't know, in line to get a Starbucks or whatever your favorite beverage might be, and someone just happens to, I don't know, strike up a conversation with you about travel or whatever. What would you say to someone like, gosh, I've waited my whole life. I'm 50 something years old and I really haven't been anywhere.
I will first ask them what has stopped them from going there. I think we really don't can't advise or give a plan to someone without knowing where they came from. Mm-hmm. So that will be my first question. What has held them back? Mm-hmm. And try to work with her, whether that be if it's been family, to say now that your children are grown, mm-hmm. now it's time to invest in you. You may not wake up tomorrow. Would you like to leave this earth still being where you're at today? Is there some things on your bucket list that you would like to cross off? Let's devise a plan to go ahead to put that into action. It is possible. You do not have to wish, look at, envy, or watch from a distance what someone else does to make their goals happen. You can be that inspiration. So yeah, that's what I would say to her.
Awesome. That's really good. Do you ever, are you a law of attraction kind of person?
I do. I do believe far as that the energy that you put out and what you give is what you get back in return. Mm-hmm. I truly do believe that. Those who do good, who think of others who are selfless, I just believe you're repaid tenfold for being a good spirit on this earth.
Yes. And, I believe that. And I also believe that, you know, I'm not sure if you're familiar with Mike Dooley and engaging the magic or engaging the universe and creating magic. I know I have that a little bit wrong right now, but he believes that it takes like 4 minutes a day to visualize what you want and to feel into it. Mm. I know there is. Yeah, there is a European trip is what I want. That and I want a lake home. I want to be on a lake. Have an ocean home too, you know, all this stuff.
You do vision boards and like use that as incorporating that as part of this vision board?
Yeah, I have done that. But I think the most important thing is to actually see yourself there and feel it. And like, it's like the reverse engineering, you know, picture yourself there, see it already done.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Faith on works without dead, as far as you actually have to see it before you see it. And that is going back to what I was saying, the visualization work. We exactly mm-hmm. do that. And I walk them through those exercises of the breathing techniques, closing your mm-hmm. eyes, seeing yourself on the beach. What are you hearing? Yes. What are you smelling? How does it feel? I do believe the more that you invest in putting yourself where you want to be mentally, that it invokes and unlocks the keys for you to walk there physically. So yes,
that right there, and the joy. How are you going to feel and actually feel that, feel those waves, smell the air, feel the air all around you on the beach? And that's, I think that's how we draw it in. I really do.
Same way people who focus all their energies on lack, negative, right. Why you continue to experience it. So you can actually flip the switch and turn that into a positive thought.
Absolutely. Have you read or listened to The Secret?
I have. It's been a while.
So long time for me too.
Yeah, so I can use a refresher.
Yeah, I actually revisited that because Lisa Nichols is one of my coaches, but she's also, I coach under her platform. So she is part of The Secret. But I would recommend as well, though, Mike Dooley's book.
Okay. What was the name of it again?
Well, remember the exact thing is I'm engaging the universe and leveraging the magic or engaging. It's you'll find it.
Look up Mike Dooley and it'll probably pop up. So
it will. Yeah. And he just talked about that, just all the steps that he took in his career and then his own business after that, and even manifesting his marriage and daughter. And I mean, just everything from just thinking and feeling how wonderful it feels to have this woman, how wonderful it feel to have a child, how wonderful it is to have the beach home, how wonderful and just be there. And he was able to, and he has manifested everything.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. In his life.
Write that down and take note.
That's yeah. Good. So when you think about
the women that you want to reach and anybody who is like you, who is an adventurous person and know that there is much more to life than their job and everything else. And of course, their family, and hopefully their family is part of their adventures. Right. What would you say to them? Just some final thoughts of from your heart.
I would say, give yourself permission. Sign your permission to
yes.
To your happiness. Mm-hmm. Stop selling yourself no. Stop selling yourself short, and stop putting on pause your goals, your dreams, your mm-hmm. aspirations. Now is the time to press play. Now is the time to say yes. You deserve to tell yourself yes, because you've told yourself no for way too long.
Mm-hmm.
Now is the time. We're not promised tomorrow. Live your best life now. You're going to be so happy that you did. Just unlock the keys to your happiness, whatever that may be. It may not be travel for her. Whatever that is, that thing, that activity for you that you have been wanting to do and keep pushing off, no longer push it off. Press play to say yes to yourself. That's what I
yes, say. Yes. When you yourself, or maybe anybody that you've worked with, we just have a couple minutes left. When the fear mode comes in, what do you do yourself, or what do you recommend?
One, stop, pause, breathe.
Yes, yes.
Stop breathing when we come into fear. And then I would like her to get to the root of, is this tapping into a previous trauma or previous experience? Or is this a true fear, or is this an imagined fear? Let's get to the root and discuss, what is it that is making you afraid, so we can devise a plan mm-hmm. for you to overcome that fear? So, because a lot of times I definitely believe fear is false evidence appearing real. If we can't relate,
absolutely.
To, can't relate to a situation, we make up something in our heads. And oftentimes, and not what we've made up in our head, that makeup scenario is way worse than what it will be in real life. So that would be how I would address that.
That's beautiful. It's perfect. Because it is false evidence or appearing real. That's mm-hmm. it. Exactly. Take that step. Take a chance on you. Yes. Right?
We are best bet.
We are. Absolutely. So in our last few seconds here, where can everybody find you? All the notes are there, but still.
So basically, to find out all that we have going on with Soaring Without Limits Enterprises, you can reach us at www.soaringnolimits.com.
Yes.
I'm on all social media platforms under SWOLE, that's our acronym, and Monique Pearson on my personal site. So definitely connect. I look forward to connecting with ladies as well as gentlemen. I'm not limited. Those may be my target audience, but I work with men as well.
Wonderful. That's so good. Thank you so much, Monique. This has been a really fun show, and it's filled my heart with possibility of, hey, let's go.
I'm so glad that I was able to come and connect with you. Definitely appreciate the opportunity on your platform.
So happy to have you, and I look forward to connecting with you again, because I am ready for the adventure. Thank you, everyone, so much for tuning in. We're happy to share knowledge with you and wisdom with you, and we'll see you next Friday, 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific.
Thank you for listening to Transformation with Martinet. Did listening today spark a sense of hope and possibility? Hold on to this feeling and tune in every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific for more inspiring conversations with Martinet and her guests. They will show you there is hope and you are right where you need to be. Martinet is dedicated to supporting you right where you are while launching you towards promise, passion, and possibility that leads to the fulfilled life your heart aches for. If you're tired of being stuck, schedule a complimentary consultation with Martinet and get on the exciting path towards the life you want to be living. Visit martinetemmons.com and make your appointment today.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.